Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
I'm your host, Dayday Cruz, here with my brother, Greg DeMarc. What's going on, brother?
Good evening, my brother.
Oh, man. What a week in wrestling we had, and we got a lot of topics, and we got a great guest for tonight.
Man, and we got the busiest weekend we have had since summer, boy.
Since summer. You ready for that?
I actually got a four-piece in three days.
Four-piece in 3 days. We got tonight, we got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
No, Sunday I'm going to the
TV taping
in Grand Rapids.
That's right.
With a couple of friends in the business that I'm fortunate to, you know, be able to take that road trip, sit under the learning tree for a few hours and, you know.
Be able to watch some good wrestling.
Yeah, suck in some knowledge and check out some wrestling. And then I'm going to fly back to this side of the town so I can catch Pro Wrestling All-Stars at Knights of Columbus in Detroit.
Man, that's going to be a show, too.
Friday show. I haven't heard a whole lot about what they're doing on Sunday, but Friday is going to be fucking fire.
Yeah, Friday. Man, that match card is going to be so stacked, you can't even miss 1 minute of it.
The main event, Logan and Zach Thomas, we've seen that match twice. And what a match it's been every time. And, I mean, like, the last time, it was just such a hard-hitting affair. They beat the fuck out of each
other. Even after the match, they went at it.
After the match, they actually exchanged some pleasantries. Well, Zach Thomas exchanged some pleasantries. And Andre King traded some unpleasantries to him. So, man, I'm excited about seeing that. Atlas Hightower and Rick Cartier
with Jeremiah Goldman, your boy.
I just got to say, I love Goldmane. I obviously, I'm going to back the Goldmane guy. But let me tell you that should be Atlas Hightower's match.
Yeah.
He got fucked to be in the position he was in the Gauntlet at the last Pro Wrestling All-Stars show 2 weeks ago.
And he had that match.
He kind of lost clean. But he pinned more shoulders to the mat. Moving forward in that gauntlet than anybody else. I think if anybody had the claim to the number one contendership, it was him.
Yeah.
I mean, it only went to a match because it never really ended. The actual gauntlet never really ended, and it became the main event, at which, you know, pretty good match. It ended in, you know, it ended the way it ended, which is why we got Zach Thomas
versus
Drake King kind of four, but that should be
that's going to be a hard-hitting match. Robert Knocker, if you want to say it in that way.
It should be Alice's shot.
It should be, but it is what it is. By hook or by crook, it's Zach Thomas.
Yeah. Zach Thomas. Man, I'm big on Zach.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that guy for the record, but.
But he did wear your IWGP Heavyweight Championship.
And fuck him for that.
Hey. Why?
Because
But yeah,
I don't like him.
Well, I'm pretty sure he don't like you either.
I'm pretty sure.
It's probably a neutral filler.
I don't think I've ever bought some merch from someone and had them talk shit to me before. So I guess it's a memorable first-time experience I can say I had with the guy, right?
Well, yeah, so of course. I mean, you did buy his shirt.
I was bamboozled.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure you just
was I? You were there. Was I or was I not talked into it?
You, I'm not
when
saying
he tried
nothing.
To sell me the shirt, what I felt. I said, my dad would disown me.
Yeah, you did.
I wear
yeah, well,
made fun of your team,
Steelers. You made fun of the Steelers, too.
He did, and Cleveland beat the Steelers in the playoffs. They got that, but... And they went further in the playoffs, so right now, Cleveland can't... I can't really say shit to Cleveland.
Yeah, but how about we talk about... Fans. How about we talk about the rest of that card? How about the Junior Heavyweight Championship match? Or the match, TJ Meyer versus Alex Van Sant.
Man, I love a good promo, and this guy just cut the most fire promo on TJ Meyer the other day. So much emotion. It's not like, you know, not that it was a shoot, but it came with so much emotion and facts. It was everything you want in a promo, right?
Yeah, of course. And another thing is, Alex Van Zandt, man, I think he's going to win the whole thing. He's going to take it all.
Yeah, I got to disagree, Bob.
Who knows? Who knows? Was he going this far?
I know. TJ's going to beat his ass. He's sitting in Starbucks.
Oh, not the star. You know how he feels about his damn Starbucks.
Hey, if you see the promo, he very clearly said, you're not like a lawyer or a doctor. He don't fuck with you.
You're right. He did say that. Now let's shift gears to the tag. Let's shift gears to the tag team championship match. Our boys, the Crab Boys, are coming into town, and they're coming to take them PWAS tag team titles from Chuck Stein and his Peter B. Beautiful and his best friend Chuck Stein.
That is a good up for that. Because first of all, I love the dynamic of Peter and Chuck, this best friend team, because Chuck hates Pete
and vice versa.
No doubt that he hates him.
That's my best friend.
Yeah, you love him. And I love you, too. You know, I love it. I love the way it works. Their style is so similar. It's almost like a Team Hell No.
Yeah.
Stone Cold
and the
Big Ball.
The Rock and Sock connection.
Yeah. And dude, when you said Dude Love and Stone Cold, it's almost that kind of mismatch perfect marriage that makes it so much fun.
Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously, the Capital Vipers are our guys.
Yep.
They're
the rightful PWAS Tag Team Champions, in my view.
But right now, Chuck and Peter are the team to beat. I keep always wanting to call them Billy and Chuck. Because, Billy and Chuck. But, yeah, Peter and Chuck, man, it's going to be a brawl.
Yeah.
There won't be too many fucking wrestling holds or
no, definitely not.
Peter, fucking brawl.
Peter and Chuck ain't about that wrestling life. They're about that brawl and making bloodshed.
And we know Sin and Money can wrestle and they can brawl as well.
Oh yeah, definitely hard hitters.
Yeah, they are. It'll be fun to see.
No, definitely. Let's hope we get a good come out this time and we get a down the middle match, even because they got screwed so many times off them tag titles. I'm sorry.
They have and. Peter B. be known for his
most definitely. That's most definitely. He's all about the fuckery.
If, you know,
if he tries to pull him fast,
fuckery,
yeah.
It's how this thing ends.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And another thing, I'm looking forward.
But to bring up the tag team, the match I'm most excited for all weekend is at TKW, the four-way tag team match.
For the
PGA,
tag team title, yeah.
That match is the thing I'm most excited for. And again,
but you also
friends,
got that tournament.
That, like, my Nomads are there. My DCA is there. I'm so torn, but I think I'm going to have to back the Nomads.
I'm going with Capital Vices. They're taking all the gold this weekend, bud.
Man, hard to cheer against either guy. I'll definitely be cheering for either spot Friday and Saturday. Man, enjoy the show, because that match
that's
is going to
be
the fire.
Yeah.
That could be the match.
Yep, I believe that too. And I mean, you got so much combustible, you know, teams in the matchup that is going to be carnage and chaos. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, only chaos can do.
Yeah, and it's gonna be a brawl. But that's just this weekend, man.
Yeah, and man, how about we switch gears to what AEW was talking about yesterday.
Yeah, we're coming back to TKW.
About AEW, Tony Khan and Cody both said that they would work with the WWE and do crossover matches.
Of course they would.
I mean, they're the forbidden door, like Tony was saying, he's the forbidden door. And they've opened up, they're working with almost every promotion, I want to say, except for Ring of Honor and WWE itself.
WWE is still the pinnacle.
Well, of course.
Especially, they're still the global juggernaut. Of course AEW would want to work with them. Even if, and not even if, it would be beneficial to WWE. The
viewership
more than
and
double,
more.
Because they found out during the Monday Night Wars, right off the rip, that there were WCW fans and there were WWE fans. And even the promotions didn't really realize that until they went head-to-head.
Head-to-head,
like, wow,
yeah.
Our numbers aren't a lot different
mm-hmm.
running head-to-head. I mean, and you had the few stragglers, and that's what they were fighting for. You know, I think that, because obviously if you're online, which wrestling fans are horrible, they're the absolute worst. They're your WWE marks and your AEW marks, and they'll
now they're going
at each other all day and talk shit. But why would Vince McMahon would never humble himself under any situation to work with them? Even if they were murdering them, had that he would
still not even do it.
No.
He wouldn't even do it. No, I agree with you.
Not allowed.
No, not at all.
He only.
Only time I
fucked with TNA after they were like almost dead and gone twice, and I was like, all right.
And after they needed their footage. Yep.
Yeah.
They needed the footage.
It's not even necessarily, I would say, any kind of working and relationship. They just did business together. I don't see him ever doing any kind of business.
It's not like back in the 80s when Hulk Hogan went against the IWGP champion. Like back in that day. Like I would
the
like.
The only way they would do business would be after AEW folded, to use their footage for documentaries.
Possibly. Or even if Vince does end up buying them out like he did WCW back in the day. I mean, there's that. There's always that, but I doubt that'll ever happen because cons are richer than the McMahons. But you got to think about it. How much money would, you know, the cons be willing to fork over after if so-called they lose so much like WCW did?
The cons are rich because they're successful business people. And they're not going to do – if this AEW thing starts shitting the bed, my mans will – Papa Khan will pull the fucking plug
yep.
on that shit. It'll be a wrap.
That'll be that.
And he will sell that shit to WWE for $2 million for a tape library or whatever.
Just because.
Price
just because.
Yeah. I got to say, successful people are usually pretty smart with business. And Ted Turner was on – he was almost rich to a point where he was stubborn.
Yeah, but
and
he let his wrestlers run his promotion to the ground. He wasn't really the boss. He let the wrestlers and Eric
before
Bischoff.
Before it got ran to the ground, and before it hit its boom, its Goldberg NWO boom, it was losing money for years.
Yeah.
It was losing millions a year. And, you know, it was just his stubbornness that, you know, his motivation to be in that business was different. I believe Khan's motivation, Tony Khan's motivation, his business and love of wrestling. Ted Turner's was just the love of, you know, wanting to be in the wrestling.
And Brother Montez, I see we got a caller on the line. If you want to bring Jason on the line, bring him on.
All right, sounds good.
Martez,
all
right. Can you put on the spot like that, by the
all
way?
He's,
yeah,
he does. No, he's on
well,
the line
you,
now.
Martez.
I love
what's
you guys.
Shout out to Martez Ale, man, the backbone.
What's up?
Not much, man. So, hey, Jason, we got to ask you a question. What do you think about AEW saying that they would work with WWE in a crossover?
I think that was probably one of the best ideas they ever thought of.
Yeah. Man, I believe that it would make some good matches, but like Greg said, Vince McMahon will never humble himself to do that.
Do you think there's any chance it could happen, Jason?
I think with T being pretty much ran by Triple H and Shawn, I think they'll probably do something with AEW.
Now, I agree. Triple H would, and man, what if they just did that? What you just suggested? If AEW worked with just NXT, it would. And you know what? Now thinking about it, bro, McMahon might co-sign that because that's our minor league. You can work with us.
Yeah.
Which, even though I tell you, in my opinion, NXT is the best fucking product WWE's going. You caught TakeOver, dude. What was that shitty match? Oh, yeah, there was not one.
Yeah, exactly. That's
right.
And how about Tama Tonga saying that AEW is the minor leagues of the mid-card company, basically, that he was saying. He was saying that AEW is a mid-card company, basically taking all WWE's mid-cards and trying to make them main eventers. I mean, I'm pretty sure that
he's not wrong.
Yeah.
That's a factually backed statement.
No,
bro.
Yeah.
I got to say that. I like their quality, but you, man, if you want to compare AEW and New Japan, even though I feel like in the wrestling business right now, 1-2 is WWE, AEW.
Yeah.
AEW ain't sold out no 50,000.
No, not at all.
Tokyo
not even
Dome.
I don't
know that they could. No. If you know, when they started doing their TV, they were kind of struggling to sell out those venues.
Yeah, the little small venues.
Yeah, they were getting close and getting it done, but.
They sold out, their first event, and when the tickets first hit, it was 10,000 seater? That's
both,
about
the All In and the Double or Nothing sold
no,
out.
No, I'm talking about their first AEW, Dynamite,
the TV
taping.
Yeah, that too. But, yeah, it wasn't but a couple weeks
before the sales came
slower.
Yep, and it was all over the fucking social media talking about how they're struggling to sell tickets and even giving out deals and selling their front rows for super cheap. So I agree with Tom McConnell.
Vengeance Day.
Vengeance
speaking
Night.
Vengeance Day. What did you guys think of the finals for the Dusty Rhodes Women's Tournament?
I think the right team won. Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai are actually a good team. And banger of a match. I'd actually rather talk about the men's Dusty Classic because, man, the Midwest Zone, Zachary Wentz and, the MSK.
They got on top and won the whole thing.
I couldn't believe it,
dude.
I knew
they were going to do it. The way they brought MSK in, the WWE, NXT, whatever, brought on MSK, they actually brought him in with a fireball. They actually shot him straight in. They really didn't lose any matches. Well, they haven't lost any matches, and they went on to win the whole thing.
The grizzled young veterans have been so pushing. I was sure they were going to win it. I'm like, all right, it's going to be a real good match. And there was a couple false finishes in there. Like, what the fuck? Both ways, too. And I was so happy to see,
Now they got their shirt, the MSK shirt. So nice.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah, they're nice. It's like a lime green almost, or like a kind of like darkish lime green. It says MSK on it, and then it got the little hand gestures on the back of it. It was a pretty cool shirt.
Yeah, they I like the Rascals. I wish they'd have kept their names. I hate that
shit.
And then how about Eli Drake, Jason? What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. LA Knight.
Man, when I saw that, I almost broke my TV.
I'm like, who the fuck is that? I'm like, that looks like that Eli Drake guy. And then they said it again.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that Eli Drake?
Yeah, it was.
And I kind of forgot about
him
it.
Do the promo,
was so good.
When I saw him do the promo, I was like, he sounds familiar. He looks familiar. Then I went back and rewatched some old TNA Impact.
TNA.
I saw Eli Drake. I pull up a side-by-side. I'm like, that's where he sounds familiar from. But now,
he was a main eventer in Impact.
Yes.
He was a main eventer. He was their Well, the Global Force Heavyweight Champion.
Right, with the dummy buzzer.
Yeah. Hey, that's some of his best stuff. He was in WWE as an extra or something, like one or two times, I'm pretty sure.
You know, that's just
guard.
Yeah. Like, that's what's wrong with Impact. Like, they had so much star power in the whole AEW invasion thing going on, and the main event is Rich Swann and Tommy Dreamer. That's like a TV main event in 2021.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Did anybody think that Tommy Dreamer had a chance?
And winning the Impact World Championship,
There wasn't even no fuckery. They just they could have had that exact match on TV.
Yeah, on Impact on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Now, if you'd have put him against somebody like that,
what'd you think of the other signing?
Which one? The female signing?
Taya Valkyrie.
Oh, yeah, WWE bringing in Taya Valkyrie. That's a good move that they made because, I mean, it doesn't just bring him and her and John Morrison back together in a different wrestling promotion. But, I mean, she could dominate a women's division, but they need to keep her down in NXT if they don't put her on Raw.
Yeah.
I don't know if people come to the site
and know that Raw. No, not at all, but she can
NXT
actually.
She is fucking with Raw and
Oh, 100%.
Like, I don't get it. Are people not watching wrestling? I don't know. What's it? I don't watch people watching wrestling. It has a lot to do with that.
Just in general.
How do you
We're
going to
have
about
those fans.
The SmackDown Elimination Chamber this Sunday.
I actually never got a chance to catch up on even what happened on SmackDown on Friday. Actually, I may have seen the graphic. Let us have it, Jason. Who's in it?
The SmackDown one is for whoever wins faces Roman later on in Elimination Chamber for the title. It's so Kevin Owens, Baron Corbin, Daniel Bryan, and Cesaro.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm remembering better now. I did see the graphic for the match.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You think this is the time Cesaro finally gets the full push?
I kind of don't.
I think it's going to be Cesaro.
I hope that they do because Cesaro deserves it a whole, you know.
I completely agree.
For years, he should have been champion years ago. I want to say at least four years ago, 3 years ago.
You can't argue, though. Like, that it's funny. It reminds me of something ABC said about TJ in that promo. He said, I have no personality and that's my personality. Like, that's Cesaro, kind of. I mean, he's not much of a character. He's just a really good worker. I don't.
And that's what people notice about him, that he's got talent.
Like
he's not that much of a charisma.
Title. I feel like Cesaro needs a singles title.
Cesaro and Sheamus should have never been. They had an identity. They had, you know. That was a good place for both of them. They were both floundering.
We set the bar. We are the bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were, you know, but I think for Cesaro to be successful at the next level, he's going to have some kind of character and fucking personality.
Yes. And I feel like this is Cesaro's time to hold a singles title because not going to lie, I'm kind of sick and tired of, like, damn near the only title them giving him is the tag team title.
If I truly believe if Cesaro gets that title match at WrestleMania, he'll lose. I just truly believe that. If he goes against Roman Reigns, he'll lose.
Yeah.
Of course he'll lose going against the head of the table. I mean, but like I said, Cesaro's such a great talent. WWE doesn't even know what to do with him.
I mean, if you put Cesaro in AEW Impact, he'll be their world champion in a month.
That reminds me of a good conversation piece I seen the other day. It said, who is the greatest universal champion of all time?
Oh, wow. What's that title, like 4 years old, 5 years old?
Yeah, it's not that old. Like,
that
you know,
old.
From Finn to Seth to KO
and
Brock,
Roman,
The Fiend.
Right.
Goldberg.
Right.
I gotta say it's Brock Lesnar, dude. He made the title
prestigious. The number one contendership was a title in itself because he was defending it so seldom. I hate the way that whole thing was going on. Like, I want to see the champion see the belt on a more regular basis. But today, at this point, given history, I got to say it's Brock Lesnar. I think in time, it'll be Roman Reigns. So I really hope that Roman does run through whoever or defeat whoever he fights at WrestleMania and comes into next WrestleMania still the champion.
You got to think.
Whether it's
it,
against The Rock or whoever.
Now, next year it might be against The Rock, but I doubt it with all the stuff you got going on. And supposedly he can't injure himself before a movie, which I totally agree on because it's getting
the last
more
time that literally happened.
Yeah.
He tore his abdominal.
That was
at,
yeah.
And he had the, I think it was the Hercules movie too.
Yep, it was the Hercules movie, and it was WrestleMania 28 when he tore himself during the match. He still went through the whole match and won the thing, but I mean, that's what they're worried about, bringing in The Rock. It doesn't matter about the money because The Rock, basically, you know, he's not going to care about the money. He's going to do it because he loves WWE and whatnot, but he's got to look out for his real bread and butter, basically. So
dude, that reminds me of one of my coworkers. They were like from WWE. They're running out of, like, ideas. There's so many different matches they haven't done for the women's. I'm like, some name one. They were like, some last woman standing match. I was like, some, yeah, they did. NXT, Raquel Gonzalez versus Rhea Ripley. I'm like, the only matches I can see them not doing so far that I can remember is an Inferno match, a Three Stages of Hell match, and I want to say an ambulance match.
I'll be okay if I never see any of those matches ever again, actually, that you just mentioned.
I was like, I feel like if they want to make history, at least do a Three Stages of Hell match or an ambulance match.
Actually, Three Stages of Hell is a fun match. That's a good match. I like 2 out of 3 falls to settle some shit. Especially, you know, between two pure wrestlers that are, you know, when it's a who is the best wrestler storyline, I love 2 out of 3 falls. It can be so much fun.
Yes.
So, Jason, are you coming out to check out any wrestling this weekend?
I'm going to try. I've also been trying to watch every Elimination Chamber before this Sunday.
Yeah, they some of them were pretty good. A lot of those matches were, to me, long for no reason. I guess the pot. I'm ADD. I'm a little I get impatient fast, you know.
I know I was at work the other day watching some deathmatch wrestling on YouTube.
There you go.
Saturday at Taylor Town Center was some deathmatch wrestling at TKW, and then March 13th. Huge Horror Slam card, man. You got to come out and check that out.
Alright. Yeah, I know some of my friends were like, what are you watching? I was like, deathmatch wrestling. They were like, what? I was like, "Some, you won't know anything about it unless you listen to the Gorilla Position on 313 Open Talk Radio.
What are you
talking about? You mean the Rated R Wrestling
Podcast. We're about that deathmatch,
right,
man.
We're all about it.
Yep, and I told them, you guys, if y'all don't listen to that talk show, that podcast, you guys are not cool. And this is what I do. I spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool.
I actually love that gimmick. But man, so have you caught any deathmatch wrestling live? Have you been to a Horror Slam?
No.
You gotta make it to one. It's fun to watch. Man, to see in person is an adrenaline rush on another level, man. And it's the heavyweight champion, my friend, the undeniable one, Briar Wellington, the Horror Slam Heavyweight Championship. When you see it, I don't care whether it's for the Horror Slam Heavyweight Championship, the Deathmatch Championship, or just a match. There's going to be blood, brother, you know? And the main event is Tommy Vendetta and Briar Wellington.
The Horror Slam Heavyweight
Dude, it's going to be a fucking banger, bro. Must see. I can't I can't pick against Briar Wellington. I definitely can't pick Tommy Vendetta, but he's definitely a formidable challenger, to say the least.
Now, is Briar going to lose his championship that night? We don't know because of...
You don't know, Michael. I know. I'm telling him you don't know, too, motherfucker. I know. That Sunday, you know, the day after, the morning after, he might be, you know, on the mend, but he will still be the Horror Slam heavyweight champion. And when I see Briar, I'm going to take pictures with the belt. You will probably be banned from that by the time that happens. No, because you're not sure.
Oh, I'm not sure.
You said you're not sure.
Hey,
I didn't
who
say
knows?
You're not sure.
Who knows?
I know.
Who knows?
I know Briar. And what does he always say? Humble yourself. And Tommy Vendetta is a young buck. And Briar Wellington is going to humble that ass.
King of Vengeance Day. What did you guys think of the main event?
I loved it. The end shocked me. I was like, no, Finn's not going to join any. And he kind of embraced it. And seriously, I didn't see the kick coming, man. I didn't see it coming. And then when he attacked O'Reilly, which brings me up to, I haven't watched NXT, but I read something this morning. They did an angle working a fake seizure. Fuck them for that. That shit ain't funny. That ain't something you need to do. That ain't something they should have done. People struggle with that shit, man. And to do that, I think that was fucking tasteless and disgusting. There's a million other fucking things. They could have done the stupid Shawn Michaels. You know what I mean? He's got a concussion from getting his teeth kicked in on Saturday night.
Right.
But the whole seizure angle, man, fuck them for that.
Yeah, like, y'all could have, for crying out loud, after that match against Finn, when Kyle O'Reilly had his, y'all could have done it so y'all could have been like, Kyle O'Reilly, when he got kicked, he got a broken jaw or something. Like, for real, y'all had to do a seizure.
Yeah. So, Jason, actually, we're about out of time. Our guest is ready for the evening. Are you ready for Mickey Knuckles, brother?
Yep.
All right. Stay on the line, man, and we'll hear from you soon. And, hey, thanks again for calling, man. I say it all the time. You're our number one fan, brother.
No problem.
And speaking of fans, I just want to real quick before we talk to Mickey Knuckles, I want to give a shout-out to Pro Wrestling Edge, man. Our friends, love what they're doing over there. You can catch them on Podbean. Dan Brewer, Big Kaz, Nick the Gooch, and Josh, man. Awesome guys. Awesome podcast. Check them out. I love you, boys. It's, you know, nothing but love and, you know, promotion both ways.
We'll see you guys soon.
I know. I talked to him last night, and we had a good long talk. And, like, dude, when the fuck am I going to see all you guys in one place again? And they, like, their work schedules, it's like we never see them all in the same
place
again.
Nope, never. We haven't seen. It's always either Big Cass and Gooch, or Dan and then Gooch, or
Dan and Josh.
Right. It's either one or the other. It's never all together. I did talk to Dan. He said he wanted to get together with us down the road sometime. That'd be good.
I know. We always talk about that. We need to stop talking about shit and do shit.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I guess Day-Day actually has given me the honor tonight of introducing our special guest, Deathmatch Superstar, the toughest chick in the fucking world, brother, Mickey fucking Knuckle.
Welcome to the show, Mickey. Thank you for taking the invitation to come on.
Thank you. I don't know about toughest, but thank you. I try.
I watched you get your fucking face graded.
Right. We've seen you take a computer
keyboard. Who won that match?
Face. Mickey fucking Knuckles won that match.
Yeah. Bro, and I went up to her to take a picture after the match, and she like saw me and she stopped and she gave me like the cutest like smile with a crimson mask, and it's one of my favorite pictures. I had actually sent it to you right after that. I was like, dude, I love that, and it just so happened like by fate I got a similar picture when I went up to take a picture of
Peter.
He gives me a smile too. Yours was, you know, miles better than his, just so you know.
Oh,
so,
thank
tell
you.
Us how you're going to beat the fuck out of this Detroit punk Chuck Stein.
Oh.
That's going to be fun. what he could talk about. Like, he talked about how, because I just got a new tattoo, and because I've been wanting one for over, this one for over 6 years. And so I posted up, I got a new tattoo. I ended up sitting in his chair for 12 hours getting tatted. 12 hours, you know. We did something called a tap out tat, which is normally about 8 hours. People normally tap out, you know, because the pain's extensive. But I wanted the tat done because all he's got to do now is go and do touch-ups and highlights, and it's beautiful. But I was sitting in that chair for 12 hours taking that pain, and then Chuck Stein wants to pop off of his mouth saying he's going to ruin my new tattoo. Boy, got another thing coming. Me and him going to have a come-to-Jesus meeting, and I promise you this. He ain't touching my tat. He thinks he is.
Dude,
he ain't.
That promo that you cut, I seen yesterday, dude, was fire.
On Chuck?
Yes.
Yeah. See, here's the thing about promos. I'm a one-take wonder when it comes to promos. I do every promo in one take, usually off the top of my head, you know, and I do it at shows, too, like if they asked me. And I did it at TNA, and they were just happy with that, blown away, actually, because I was like, no, we're good. That was good. That's good with you. It's good with me. So they're like, oh, yeah, you know. But I normally do promos in one take, and so Chucky was no exception. I was like, nope. I'm going to say what I got to say, and I usually am very unapologetic for it, and it usually comes off the top of my head, and it's one of the benefits of having, you know, borderline personality disorder and all this other crap I got going on with my brain and all the medicine I have to take for it, so it's cool.
Hey, it works, and it's certainly entertaining.
It does.
Definitely. We're looking forward
crazy
to seeing you this
weekend. Crazy looks good on me, yeah.
Hey, you mentioned TNA. You know,
had a good run in TNA.
Me and Day Day were just talking about that the other day.
You were with the beautiful people. You were the muscle, and then you had a match in 2016. Now, would you ever take the transition and going back to Impact or like AEW? You know, I'm pretty sure you could dominate
AEW
a woman.
Would so awesome.
Yes, would be so better because I mean,
in NXT.
WWE wouldn't know what to do.
They wouldn't know what to do. No.
No. WWE definitely wouldn't know what to do with me. And TNA is not what it used to be. I want to be quite honest. If there's any company, any big company I would be interested in, it would be AEW. I want to be honest. I feel like that would be something more along the line of me fitting in. It's more of an aggressive in your face. It's like the Attitude Era, you know, with WWE when they were doing all the cool stuff. That's kind of what AEW is doing now, so.
I've been saying that for over a year that I truly believe for our indie darlings that AEW is the goal, not
for them to
WWE. Because come on, man, these wrestlers aren't fucking stupid people. They see all these super talented workers
wrestlers
get just shit on. I mean, look at Ricochet. I mean,
dude, that
NXT is doing something with people, but then they get promoted
to the main
and they're back in Impact or working the indies again, but AEW is a good place for people. I feel like they have more of an ability to showcase their ability to showcase what got them noticed and got them signed.
Got them signed to all the places. Yeah.
WWE's like, yeah, fuck what you did and what you can do. You're going to be this scrub now. And you're not going
to
do all
that.
They
form everybody
doing
to a cookie cutter idea. And that's fine. That works for them, whatever.
It's not, though. It's
however,
not working. And it,
with
and it,
the evolution of wrestling,
it,
you know, and they had a really great idea with what they did with women's wrestling in WWE. The problem is there's still sexist pigs that are in charge over there. And so with that being said is they give the women these advances in the longer matches and more of a mainstay, like in the main event and things like that. And that's great. But then they're like, you know what? That's your all's limit. That's what you all, it's like they keep putting limit on the women. Stop putting limits on people. Stop telling people what they should say verbatim in their promos. If they can't cut a promo and get their point across, guess what? They're in the wrong business. Stop telling people
well,
how they should personify themselves.
Or at least
stop
need a
telling
manager
people what characters they should be and how they should, you know, introduce themselves and stuff. Because if it's not organic to the wrestler, guess what? It's forced, and the fans don't like it because you're treating the fans like they're stupid. Stop it.
Yeah, and we can.
That would be my advice. Just stop.
Hell yeah, and I agree that they are a sexist, even racist people.
No,
and the only time that, you know, I feel like you get that spotlight, it's to
only reason to say, well, no, we're not. Look, we did this. Like, you did that once, you fuck.
Right.
You know, like them putting a heavyweight belt on a black guy. They're doing that not because, I mean, that person deserves it. These wrestlers deserve spots. These wrestlers deserve shots. These wrestlers deserve this because they're talented. There's a reason why you hire these people. But the moment that you hire these people and then you put chains and restrictions on them and force your political or your agenda, you know, on them and the world, fans don't like that. They already know that this is, you know, a work. Some people say fake. I don't like the word, whatever. But they already know that this is what it is.
What's
so
fake about a cheese grater to the face?
Insult
these
fans.
Mickey, tell us how fake the cheese grater to the face was.
Or the keyboard.
Yeah, or the keyboard to your nugget. How fake
was
that?
According
that keyboard to your nugget was a replay.
It's not wrestling. It's garbage. So.
It can be garbage if it's not done with observing the beauty of what wrestling can be as far as, because I came to appreciate deathmatch and hardcore wrestling for what it can be, a separate genre that tells its own story in its own way. The spot fest for the sake of gore and blood don't really impress me. I'm not a big Nick Gage fan. But I've grown to like and appreciate deathmatch wrestling. I truly have. When it's done,
the thing is when deathmatch wrestling is done right, when deathmatch wrestling is done in the correct and proper format. Yet, water. There's a thinning. Hold on 1 second, guys.
Yeah, it's absolutely definitely a right and a wrong.
Sorry, I'm
right
at work. Anyways, with that being said, like it's a matter of just the powers that be letting go of their pride and their stronghold on situations and allowing people to prove, you know, why you hired them, their worth and everything. It really
so that's
is.
Where
it's
I think
the matter
get
of
fucked up. Because the people that are scouting and hiring these guys are out of the process after they scout and hire them. And somebody who don't appreciate what has been hired, what you got, are making the decisions with these people and, like you say, and giving them these verbatim promos and these cookie cutter personalities.
Think about it this way. They had somebody who is talented and very diverse, as in Colt Cabana, and they literally told him, we don't have anything for you. How do you not have anything for somebody that's...
Yeah, not even a mid-card comedy.
A lot of people have their viewpoints
Colt
of Colt. He's from Chicago. Chicagoans can be somewhat perceived as assholes because that's just their way they're perceived. Who do you need?
They're awesome wrestling fans, though.
They are.
Yes, but with that being said, like I don't understand how people are like, oh, we don't have anything. Somebody like Colt is so talented. He's so diverse. He can do anything. He can walk and talk. He gets his mic cutting skills or his promo cutting skills are impeccable. I mean, I don't understand, like, how you work in a creative field and somebody who is giving you creative gold every time they touch that microphone or every time they step through that curtain, you can't find something that's entertaining about them to, well, for lack of a better word, exploit for your own business gain? I don't get that. Like, I can look at Colt and come up with five different directions for him right now. And I'm not a writer.
Yeah, especially if you had nothing for him. If nothing else, a mid-card comedy spot that, like you said, the guy can't, or if nothing else, let him manage one of these guys who can wrestle and can't talk.
Right? I mean, I think that would, but instead of them utilizing all the resources they have, it's almost like when, think about this way, when somebody's got like a ton of money, they can literally throw away thousands and not care. They can probably throw away millions and it'd be like, I'll write it off. You know what I mean?
How like, many guys do you feel like they
are not
the
on
boat
the
on
indie
on
level
they
where they
milk.
Have to, where they're dependent on these storylines working out? Because at the end of the day, they've got their hardcore fan base. They're going to have those people continue to watch them because it's a name. It's iconic. WWE's been around forever. It was the first big thing, you know, nationally televised where it used all the different wrestlers from all the different territories in one room. So, I mean, it's just, if they don't play catch-up soon, though, I have a feeling that AEW and even TNA, because it's an alternative, is going to really hurt them, especially when we come back from this COVID shit. Because once we come back, then you're allowed to have in-house shows. You're allowed to do all the other stuff. So I really think, like, I think what Hunter was trying to do with bringing more indies there and spotlighting it and stuff, I think that was smart. But I think the fact that he's still being told to manufacture everybody underneath the same cookie cutter brand, and that way we can package them and resell them and shit, I think that's really hurting people.
And I think also WWE, like you mentioned, their hardcore fan base that they count on, they're taking that for granted. I feel like that is dwindling away. That, you know,
yep.
Raw would never do less than 2 point whatever. And now, I mean, we see these numbers are awful.
Yeah, they're like 100.
Especially
million.
Compared, you got to think, people don't have anything else to do but to sit at home and watch TV. So if your ratings are going down when people are being forced to stay at home and watch TV, that's got to tell you something. That should be when your ratings are through the
roof.
That's
what I said. Oh, dude, more people should be watching wrestling right now stuck in their house than ever before. What the fuck?
And they're still not.
And that's the whole reason why, like, IWTV is really, like, places like IWTV and the other web streaming services are really keeping the indies, you know, there in the spotlight. I know there's a lot of people who have their viewpoints on IWTV and stuff, but the thing is if you're not in the limelight, if you step out of the limelight for any duration of time, you get forgotten about, and that's the same with everybody on the indies. So at least they've got some type of platform. But when streaming services, you know, that host independent wrestling shows that are doing empty TV tapings and shit, when they start getting better numbers on their streaming services than WWE does, I mean, dude, come on. There is something really fucking
about
that.
More of my friends, and I know my friends are a bunch of, you know, mostly local and Indian deathmatch. My folks are talking about IWTV, man. I'm not hearing so many of my friends talking about WWE Network.
No, not at all.
And you won't.
I mean,
WWE Network. They're not relevant to people anymore.
No, it's a joke nowadays. The WWE has turned into a big old joke. They're turning into a comedy act. Putting more focus on the entertainment and not even all that. And
but they're not
the
entertaining
that's
nobody.
Right, not even that.
No, because even the talking segments are boring. They've been played out. It's the same storylines, just regurgitated bullcrap.
I love talking segments.
It's recycled.
Actually.
It's recycled stuff.
Like when I would, a lot of times when I would watch Raw, I would skip through most of the match. I'd watch
to
the
watch
beginning.
The promos and
I'd
watch
see
the...
near the end of the match, and then I'd watch all the talking segments. You know what I mean? The storyline progression. I just love wrestling.
I
do. I
mean,
one thing, though. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's just, overall, like, it's just a negative on wrestling right now. I mean, between that and the boys getting arrested for stupid bull crap, and people really make me mad. It's like, stop trying to taint the thing I love the most, man. I cheated on wrestling with a marriage for 9 years. I'm lucky she welcomed me back. Can we just be a little nicer to her? I mean, kayfabe's not dead. She's just on life support. Can we just be nicer to her? Maybe bring her some flowers or some crap? I don't know.
You know, that's all we have to do. Another thing I wanted to ask you is, because my buddy at work, he was talking about you. He's like, man, he's like, I just watched a match with Mickey Knuckles. He's like, she was one of the first deathmatch women. And I was like, man, I'm about to have her on the show. He's like, are you serious? I was like, yeah. And then I talked about the match with Peter B. And then another thing I wanted to ask you chose, well, you do both wrestling matches and deathmatch wrestling, but what made you choose to do deathmatch wrestling a long time ago?
It makes me a commodity. There's not a lot of girls that are willing to put themselves in that position because, I mean, I knew I wasn't going to be like a lot of the other girls. I'm not skinny. I'm not beautiful. You know, I'm not like those type of wrestlers, and I get that. I was always a fit girl growing up. You know, I'm Irish Italian, you know, we have big hips, guys. I'm sorry. Called childbearing hips. I've never had a complaint in the bedroom, but apparently in the wrestling ring, there's been some people that like to say stupid stuff. I know I'm a big girl. I know I'm not as pretty, or I'm not going to be in this marathon and stuff like that. That's fine. I had to make myself a commodity. I have a really high pain tolerance, very high pain tolerance. I knew that, you know, I was willing to get scars and I was willing to get bloodied up, but I also knew I wanted to be a wrestler. I didn't want to be a female wrestler. I didn't want to be a diva or anything like that. I wanted to be a wrestler. I wanted people to say, yeah, we could book Mickey and this show against this guy. And, you know, nobody see a problem with it because it's, you know, believable. That's what I wanted. I wanted to make myself a commodity. So that's what. And I had to literally, like, I bugged the hell out of Ian to let me do death matches. Like, Ian was not going to let me do it. And if it wasn't for Pondo, I don't know if he ever would have.
I said last week we were talking about you having me on the show. And I said the same thing because, you know, there aren't that many women. So you see, you know, a lot of the same women. And we see a lot of intergender wrestling. And I said, you are the most believable woman fighting a man that I've ever seen.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, thank
absolutely.
You. I appreciate that. This,
not just in
the
stature,
thing is,
but
people need to watch those matches and be subjected to the fact that not every match everybody's going to win. Just like not every fight I'm going to win. That's not the goal. The goal for me is to fight with every bit I have, to use every resource I can. If we're in a straight up wrestling match and you're a big guy, I'm taking out your legs, dude. That's just it. It's common sense. I want to take you down to my level. I'm a short little person. I'm 5'4". Like, I'm a short shit.
Although you walked
in,
you didn't
I need to bring
you
down.
You walked up and punched him right in the fucking face.
Yep.
Dude.
You didn't go after Peter B's legs. He's much bigger than you.
Way.
Well, let's just say that sometimes bitches got to be punched in the face, okay? Let's just say that.
Punch your bitch ass in the mouth, Peter B.
apparently, he's not the first guy I've ever hit in the face and scared.
You know what? You know how bad I wanted to bring that up subtly and just say, yeah. And I heard if you disrespect, you could definitely get slapped right in your fucking face. That's you can go as far into that as you want to.
Here's my point. Okay, here's my point. Without mentioning anybody's names. Here's my point. Guys, if you and I are friends, okay, if I'm down with you, I'm your ride or die. That means if I'm in a locker room, if I'm in a setting with other people, if I'm out and about and somebody talks bad about you all, I'm going to be the first one to say, I'm going to have to stop you right there. That's my friend. You're being disrespectful. Pump the brakes. I never strike first. I'm a pretty calm, mellow person. I'm a hippie, guys. That's what I do. I'm only weird and crazy and psychotic in the ring, because that's my split personality right there. But if you disrespect my friend in front of me, I'm going to say something. I don't haul off and hit anybody first. Anybody that's ever met me knows I'm one of these people. I will talk to you. I never haul off and just punch somebody first get-go, hit somebody. No, that's not me. Something has to be said to make me want to strike you, and it has to be something completely uncalled for. It could be something sexual. It could be something sexist. It could be anything. And knowing the type of people who say I slapped them and disrespected them, knowing those type of people, you can't tell me, hearing through the grapevine, their personalities and the things that they say, the things that they do, that it's not probable. Because I've had people that know me and anybody else I've had an issue with. I don't have an issue with a lot of people. I don't. If I can't work it out in the ring, we can't be friends. That's cool. I can still work. It's still business. I'm good to do business. I'm down to do business. Business is good. But I'm not going to sit there and sugarcoat and be your friend. I'm not a fake person. I just can't do that. But if you go and disrespect my friend and then you're going to say something else or do something else, then yeah, I'm sorry. To be quite honest, I find it difficult to understand how I don't remember that specific incident. But it's haunted somebody for over 15 years to the point of they still have a problem with me for it. So I don't know. I don't know. If it caused people nightmares, me hurting them, I'm sorry. Ian Rott went to a box office and asked for his money back because he said he was scared because I was fighting in the crowd and he was in fear of his life. So trust me when I say these people are not the first guys that ever say I scared them bad enough, but boy, does it add to my ego every time they do.
I was saying last week, what an admirable, strong, independent woman and mother you are. We're friends on Facebook, so I see a little more of the mom, Mickey, and you are. You're really an admirable person, and what you just said about yourself, that's something a lot of people might not know. I mean, I didn't even know that, that's how it is. That's how you are.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
I'm a ride or die. I'm loyal. I'm a Taurus. That's what we do. It took somebody trying to kill me in order for me to say, you know what? I don't want to mess with you no more. And that's how extreme it has to go for me to say, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
And
that's just the truth. But my thing is, too, is if anybody has a problem with me, like I said, I'm not so headstrong or egotistical to think that I've got everybody's number. I'm not. I don't even think I can beat up anybody. But I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to try to hurt you. And if you got a problem with me, then let's get in the ring. Let's entertain these fans. Let's make some company some money. You got that big of a problem with me, we're working out in the ring. Because thanks to New Jack, anything that happens to the ring is legal.
Yeah.
So let's see what this
right.
used to do. Believe the day. Let's work it out.
Warriors
that's
call
it.
That legal precedent.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And I'm a paralegal. Trust me. They do. That is still
and
a standing
you.
In court. That is their standing. If it's in a wrestling ring, because wrestling is determined to be predetermined.
What has been ruled on, predetermined in court, applies because it saves courts a lot of money. Yeah, there's precedent there, dude. Hey, judge, here's some precedent here. Let's say the precedent's there, dude. Sorry about your luck, bro. Yeah.
You all have a good night.
But, you're definitely one that, because when you were being talked about in this other place and even the person in question was speaking on it, you were right there to speak back. And I'm right here and I hear you. And I'm not going to deny you got slapped in your shit.
Right.
I just don't remember it. I don't remember it. You know, I posted that message, okay? I posted that message not because here's why I posted
it. I seen
it.
The
Everybody
message.
Says, well, it was a private message.
That
it's why. Here's why I posted it. If you all reach out to a company, and what I typed beforehand, that's what I tell anybody that asks me for advice on reaching out to a new company. You pretend like they don't know you. You let your ego to the side. You introduce yourself like you're a brand new greenhorn. It doesn't matter how many years you've had in this business. You introduce yourself, where you've been, what you can bring to the table. If they like you, they'll bite. If they don't, they'll leave you on read. You move on. I had fans asking me to reach out to these several different companies because they live nearby and they wanted to come and see me, especially since I'm back doing death matches. I said, you know what? I love my fans. Of course, I'm going to try. So I reached out to all these different companies. They were the only ones that answered back in a disrespectful manner, treating me like I was too ignorant to write such an eloquent statement that I sent to them. That's not okay. That would be like if I reached out to, another business I was trying to get employed at. Let's say I'm trying to get employed at Staples and I send them, the cover page and my resume and they send me back a statement saying, oh, well, obviously you didn't write this. What would you do? You post that stuff on the internet too. You don't want your friends trying to go get a job there now. They're going to try to treat your friends like crap. That's why I posted it. It had nothing to do with the person or the situation. I didn't even know that he was mad about something over 15 years ago until later on in the conversation. I posted that beforehand because I started thinking about it. I was like, I really don't want to work for you anymore.
I only know that beyond that because if your post popped up in a deathmatch group, that's the one that I sort of that, and then the person in question had, was speaking on it and given, and then, you came in and defended yourself. And it's funny because that day I was going to inbox you screenshots of that, and say, no, man, this is here. And this is the person that shared your screenshot of something a friend of yours obviously screenshotted on Facebook. And I was like, oh, no, she's seen it.
No,
there she is right there.
You don't understand. I've got a ton of people who are like, hey, this person said this, or hey, this person's here. I've got people all over that are like, I don't know if they're trying to help me out. People trying to stir the pot because, you know, they're bored, whatever else. I don't care. But I posted it. I took responsibility. And they were like, well, you should apologize. That whole thread was like, you should apologize. What about him? What I did was supposedly over 15 years ago. What he did was 15 minutes ago. He apologized and tells me exactly the situation. And if I felt like I need to apologize, I will. I've eaten crow. It tastes like chicken. I have no problem admitting I'm wrong. I'm probably one of the few females in the world that will say, you know what? You're right. I'm wrong. But it didn't go down like that. He treated me like an asshole. He treated me disrespectful. And I'm not going to sit there and bow down to somebody just because they're a promoter of a company and kiss their ass when they've done something wrong. I won't do it.
And I
think
that's a failure on a promoter to separate personal from business. Do you seriously think that all these promoters that book these people necessarily like or respect all these people they book? I doubt they do. You know what I mean? I just doubt they do.
Yeah.
That I mean, business and how you feel about someone personal is two different things.
Yeah. Well, the thing that's really funny is a lot of people thought that this was a work to lead to me and him in a death match. And somebody's like, oh, take my money. And then I had several other people in the same death match thread say the same thing. And he's like, no, there's no money to be made off of it. And I felt like going, dude, if all these people are saying take my money, I'll pay to see that. Yeah, there's money to be made.
Right.
And you're a chump.
Maybe you need that.
Because you're scared.
Yeah.
Go ahead and be scared because you just made yourself look like the biggest scaredy cat in the world. You look like
hey, he could have given you
a 5'11"
right?
Mickey Knuckles.
He could have gave you that receipt in the ring in a death match.
Yep, go right ahead. Slap me. See what happens. And that's the other thing, too. If we were in a locker room. And
he
I'd
wasn't
like,
interested.
People are
like,
well, like
you said, with New Jack,
like,
there's precedent.
Yep. Well, people were like, well, if it was reversed and they were in a locker room and somebody slapped Mickey, she'd file paper. You know how many times I got my butt kicked in the locker room? Because there was the jurors or the court, the wrestler's court, and they deemed that I did something wrong. Because I was a greenhorn and I was stupid and naive. I got my butt kicked in the locker room plenty of times. I got my butt kicked out in the parking lot plenty of times. I got my butt kicked in the ring plenty of times. No, I didn't sit there and act like a little pussy and run away from it and scream and cry that somebody offended me. I didn't say anything when Necro was punching me dead in the face. Nobody said anything. They just thought, oh,
yeah,
this girl is a wrestler. So why is it now? And they were like, well, you shouldn't have hit a promoter. Back then, he wasn't a promoter. Back then, he was a greenhorn just like me. And back then, if he did pop off in a promoter's locker room talking crap about that promoter while the promoter was not in that locker room, and I stood up for my trainer and my friend at the time, I'm not in the wrong. I'm sorry. I refuse to believe I'm in the wrong.
On a larger scale,
now, if you can tell me,
honest to God, Vince McMahon would have fought you in a death match. If that were Vince McMahon – and you slapped
him
15
years
ago. He would have literally fought you in a deathmatch. Man, book it. It would be at WrestleMania. You know what I mean? If that was the response,
would
unanimously take my money. It's like, all right, I really hate this bitch, but I can do this because this is going to be lucrative.
Make some money.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but whatever.
You might be right.
Let him be a little vagina. It's fine. The world is full of them. It just sucks that you have to see them in wrestling. That's all.
We earlier Day-Day mentioned a friend of his that was a fan. We he's not able to come, but I wanted to have.
He might come on Saturday.
No, Alex. Alex Nabeev from Russia.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know who he is, right?
I love Alex. Yeah, he
you
texts
are
me and
his
stuff.
Favorite female
deathmatch wrestler ever.
Yeah.
And you're the GOAT. And he was, man, he went on, he cut a little promo about how much and how awesome Mickey fucking Knuckles is when we had him on. And I wanted to call him in Russia on three-way, but he's not, because, dude, it's like the middle of the night there. We figured out the time difference, and we had him on earlier this year. It was
morning.
The premiere, right?
Yeah,
it was our first show back this year. And I'm sending love and respect and admiration from Alex Nabeev.
I love and respect him too. I can't wait to mix it up with him.
I can't wait till he gets here. I know I've seen POS say, you know, get him a work visa and get him a, I mean, we just got there, and there's people that can hire him. He can get here, get a job, and start traveling for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, he's got talent. He's got the ability, and he's got the willpower. I mean, he puts himself through a lot of torture.
And Matt Tremont wants to properly train him because he's, you know, admittedly never been properly trained. So, I mean, it's, what an opportunity.
Tremont would be a good mix for him.
I really believe so,
Tremont's
too.
Tremont's got a lot of patience and shit.
I watch all his shit, dude. It's so awesome. Yeah. Even some of it is just shock value, crazy shit. But I love it all.
Oh, my God. When he face planted on the floor on the outside, I was like,
thank God he's okay. Thank God. That was bad.
And then after that, he took them drinks.
I know.
He even put hashtag Machomania or some shit on the post.
He did.
He's like, yeah. And I love it, dude. The guy will tell you, you know what I mean? He's so brutally honest and, like, sharing that and be like, yeah, check this. Watch out, I fucked up.
Yeah, like he did, he took a video of when he was shirtless in the low 27 degree weather. I'm like, what the
dude,
fuck?
Last year he lit a firecracker in his ass cheek.
Yeah, I remember that shit, dude.
That sounds like him and Dale Patrick are brothers from Lost Mothers or something.
Man, I can't wait until, we just got to get him in this country, dude. He'll be here. He'll eventually, you know. Gain citizenship and can you imagine after he spends some time with Matt at H2O and like what he will evolve into? Yeah. Like,
he's already
it'll be legendary. I truly believe
his potential is untapped. So Matt would be a good mix for him. Matt would be a good, because Matt will take him as far as he can, and then he's got such good resources to get him in touch with other people that can further it. You know, so Matt is a good place for him to start as far as training and stuff. I totally agree with that.
Matt's going to give him the ball, and he's going to run 10 times more with it.
We get him here, we got to get you to Detroit. We'll try to get Breyer to get you and Alex at Horror Slam.
Yeah, there you go.
That's another place I can't wait to see.
I don't know why Breyer hasn't. I've known Breyer since before JCW. I don't know what's going on with him.
We are actually, we're having a show today from the Undisputed Castle.
The castle, yeah.
We are, a lot, because it's nearby, and we like to, a lot of times on Thursdays, we meet up with Breyer and Rachel, have dinner, and do the show from their house, where I get away from all my fucking kids, man.
Fuck them kids.
You know?
Oh, come on. Well, they can't be
always follows me, though.
Yeah,
usually, that's my young one this week. Last week, it was my 18-year-old. He's,
yeah. It's about to be a blizzard on the way home.
Yeah, again.
Oh, you poor soul.
That's,
my kids are still really little, so. Yeah.
My sons are 11 and 18. Day-Day's son is due in July.
Yep.
So he's June.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, in June.
You're never sleeping.
My damn kid got me a granddaughter coming in July.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man, I'm 39 years old. I'm going to be a grandfather before I'm 40. You know, having kids. But, man, I love babies, and I can't wait. This is my baby. I love babies.
Hey,
man.
We're going to grow them up on wrestling. Watch. They're going to be
You know, my younger son loves it. He's we started attending indie shows, and we were fortunate to, you know, really get to know some really cool people, and like Breyer, who's one of my closest friends.
Yeah, Breyer's a good dude. Like I said, I knew him since before the JCW days, but being at the Gathering of Juggalos with him is always fun. He made sure I was always taken care of, and even when I was like on my mushroom stupor, he made sure I ate. So,
nice.
Breyer's a good dude.
He's one of the nicest people I know. One of the greatest people. We're killing kayfabe right now. Nice. He's a rotten fuck, actually.
He's an asshole.
Yeah, he's a rotten.
No. Let me tell you why I'm not killing kayfabe right now. If you've ever met my ex-husband, you know that I'm friends with almost all assholes in this business. So. It's okay for me to say he's a good guy because, you know,
I just can't not love him. I truly, yeah. I love him so much that I boo him. And when he does his double raping, when he comes out, because, you know, he'll get a lot of cheers. I've seen him work this so many times. He'll come out and he'll get on the microphone and he'll just start calling people out, like saying fucked up shit to people. And they're, why, much like the Bubba Ray incident, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And like, and that guy's like, and then, you know, he gets 10 more boos. And by the time he's done, there ain't a motherfucker in there that ain't cussing him. And, man, fuck you, you hurricane, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I love him so much that I just, man, when I see him, boo, you know, I have to. When it comes that time, I gotta boo him because I love him that much.
Of course. You got to leave yourself in the moment.
Yes. So, you're fighting Chuck Stein. You're a part of this deathmatch tournament.
Now, who are you looking forward the most in the tournament to face?
Are you looking past Chuck? Are you looking? Do you see yourself seriously winning this thing? Because
I see
you going far, if not winning it.
I've seen her win. I told you that.
I see you going far, if not winning it, for sure.
Wait, is this show the tournament, or is it the next month of the tournament?
No,
I thought this was just a... Yeah.
I thought this match was part of the tournament.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I thought it was.
No.
I thought they were starting the tournament at
this
show with
a
couple of
matches.
This
is when the match starts starting this Saturday, but the tournament starts on the 20th.
Yeah, because
yeah.
They don't want fucking Chuck Stein eliminated in the first round.
There you go.
Everybody loves
punk-ass
Chuck Stein. My wife loves
That's
Chuck
funny.
Stein.
She does love Chuck Stein, dude.
Yeah, fuck you, Chuck Stein. Punk.
He is the Detroit punk.
Oh, because your
yeah.
wife likes him. That's awesome. Why not?
No, everybody.
Everybody
no,
really
fuck him
does.
Anyway. Cause, yeah, because everybody loves him. That's
yeah.
why. And the kids love him.
Love him
fuck
yeah.
them kids, man. And Chuck Stein.
Oh, my God. You're healing out.
That's kind of how I am
fuck
for the
Chuck.
Most part. Yeah, fuck Chuck and beat up the guru. And,
yeah,
Mickey, if you can beat up the guru, I
that
get at least
great.
I got 5 on it.
I got 10.
Okay.
I got 15 bucks, Mickey, if you get your hands on that hippie bastard, the guru.
Oh, I got it. I
beat
got
up
you.
The guru. We got a bounty on the guru.
Okay.
And I'll buy you beer. I got your beer, too.
You got me a beer?
Yep,
let me
I got you a beer. Whatever
I'll make it a
want.
Fun time.
Cash and beer to beat
Cash
up the guru.
Cash and beer to beat up the guru.
The Rated R 303
well, like
Wrestling
said,
Podcast
going
to put a
whiskey.
Fucking contract
go
out on the guru.
Go
out
some
right.
some weed, you know.
Oh, I
oh,
got
we
some definitely on that. We
I got a medical card. I get that fire, yeah.
We got
well, I'm gonna be
the,
I'm
I
gonna
have
be there
the
this weekend,
I have the cannabis
and I'm
cup
Friday.
Winning I have the cannabis cup winning Tropicana cookie, the champ, the 2-time champ Tropicana
two
cookie
times.
From
oh,
that
wow.
grower. And I promise you we're gonna smoke a joint.
Well,
with
I'm coming
you.
Up
I
I'm
promise.
Coming up Friday.
Perfect.
Yeah,
will you
I'll be
Pro Wrestling
Friday
All-Stars
with
is Friday
with
night
Randy
and Chuck and
work.
Peter will be there.
Oh,
defending the tag titles. You just show up and beat the fuck out of both of them, Paul.
Beat the fuck out of both of them.
Yeah,
that's
I
good.
Bring the weed there, too.
Yep, we'll have it.
There you go.
That,
where's
yeah.
that at?
It's at Victory Gym in
Brownstown,
right?
Yep,
in Brownstown.
Hmm. Y'all might have to shoot me that address.
I promise I will.
There, might as well, you know.
Right
I got your ticket.
I'm
got
your
go. Ticket.
Right now.
You got my ticket? I don't know if you know this or not, but, you know, I kind of do whatever I want.
Check it out.
Better,
you get,
I was told
you
once
probably
upon a
have
time,
two
it's
opportunities
to
beat up the guru.
I sent you the poster just now. Right to Facebook.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have two opportunities this weekend to beat up the guru.
Yeah.
And I don't know when you're going home, but Sunday... Pro Wrestling All Stars will also be at Knights of Columbus in Detroit.
Ooh, yeah.
No. I think I've got a flop house taping on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Well, we got Friday.
And nobody booked me for that. But
shout out to Flop House.
Promote
it, Mickey. That's what this is your time to promote whatever you want.
I
but,
love Flop House. Are you kidding me? I love Flop House. I get to do whatever I want, guys. I'm undefeated at Flop House, and I've never pinned anybody.
How cool is that?
Nice.
Nice. The undefeated.
I've drowned somebody. I've hung somebody. I gave one girl my finisher three times and kneed her in the head repetitively until the ref pulled me off of him. I handcuffed somebody else to a cage and punched him in the ding ding and then kept stabbing him in the ding ding until the ref pulled me
punch
off of him.
Punched him in the ding ding.
Punch him in the ding ding. So I mean, you know, I'm doing pretty well. I've got a heavyweight
you
title catch match
a
coming up against
IWTV.
Yep. So I think
you
that's what I'm doing.
You can catch it on
Sunday.
IWTV.
I think I'm wrestling Hoodfoot in a death match for the title.
Ooh.
Uh oh. So you're about to be a belt collector.
Yeah.
About to pull that Ultimo Dragon shit.
Yeah, that Ultimo Dragon.
Heck yeah. Well, see, Hoodfoot's never been in a death match before.
Yeah,
so I get to pop his cherry.
Oh.
Yes,
sounds
there
like
will
a,
be blood.
Sounds like a great time.
And he will. There will be blood. The
that's,
cherries will be popped
out.
You know
what, guys? In all honesty, fisting is love. Sorry,
that's
but,
awesome. Mickey, we thank you so much, man. This has been one of the funnest interviews, man. This,
you are, maybe my funnest favorite guest that we've had already.
Hey,
man.
Are you all gonna come? Are you all coming to AWR at the end of the month?
Which one? What is it?
On February 28th, I think is a Sunday, I'm wrestling for AWR against Dale Patrick's in a Boards of Bullshit match.
What city is that in?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis? That's far.
That's far, yeah.
We probably won't be able to make it for that one.
It's okay.
But that's
IWTV.
Yep,
nice.
There you go. We'll
and you can use the promo code Chaos, K-A-O-S, and get you
it's
some
free
time and shit. You can check out
there
all the
you
shit.
Go.
And
if you use the promo code,
for the love of God,
I
am.
As much as a network, but it's a lot better.
I'm telling you, I truly do support wrestling. I buy shirts. I have 50, 60 shirts I've never worn because I support wrestling. I have promoter friends. I don't never ask to get into a show for free. I just ask for the first opportunity to pay for premium seating. That's the only thing I ever ask of anybody I know. I always pay. I just support what you love. Fucking pay, dude.
Support
indie wrestling
is
cheap, bro. It's
the
cheap as fuck.
What are you talking about? I pay
yeah.
when I go to watch people. I pay to go to indie shows. I don't have to. They tell me all the time I don't have
to.
And guess what I say?
Pro Wrestling All-Stars. On Friday, I will pay your ticket. Gladly. It'll be an honor to pay your ticket.
We got your smoke and we got your drink.
Yeah, and I got that Tropicana cookie.
Sounds great. See what I can do, guys. I'll see you all Friday then.
Thank you so much, Nikki.
I'll bring Schwartz and Randy with me.
Oh, there we go. Hell yeah. Sounds like a good time.
Eat up the guru.
Eat up the damn guru. Have a good night.
I will. You too, sweetheart.
Thank you. Man.
Dude, she's such a great.
Dude.
That was the fire.
I could have talked to her
for
another
hour. Yeah, dude.
Straight up. Oh, my God. That was so much fun. That is one badass chick, bro.
Dude, she is. I can't wait till Friday. She's going to beat up
man,
the guru.
And the personality of her.
And you can hear it. You can just hear it. She loves kayfabe.
Awesome,
she loves kayfabe.
Independent woman.
Yes, definitely. So, guys, it's almost that time, but make sure stay tuned for the Gorilla Position with Steve Aaron.
And the Macho Ghost.
Only on Open Talk Radio 313,
The
Flash.
And everybody come check out the wrestling this weekend, Pro Wrestling All-Stars at Victory Gym in Brownstown on Friday,
TKW at
Taylor
Town
Center. And
then Southwest Detroit will host PWAS once again at Knights of Columbus.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out the other podcast, Pro Wrestling Edge, Wrestling Rage on YouTube. And have a great evening.
We love you guys from the Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz and Greg DeMarc. Good night, guys.
Wrestling. podcast, non-stop action. Interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Rick the Mark and Martez, they them dudes.
They go.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Non-stop action. Interested, we got that.
Woo.
The Southwest Texan,
yeah.
They cruise.
Okay.
Rick the Mark and Martez, they them dudes.
Yo, it's your boy, they cruise. I'm out here making moves. See, how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules? All I see is the money, you can call this pay-per-view. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast is what we do. Let me introduce Greg, the Mark, and Martez. I run with winners, homie, I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match, we gon' see. Open Talk Radio, the Flash 313. From WWE to NXT, all elite wrestling, we discuss these. We just trying to make a positive impact. We putting over every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your death match.
Welcome to the Rated R